theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring Jonathan Button and Quinn Elise Boutonis. How are you, honey?
Good, thanks. How are you? Hope all of our friends are doing well.
I think they're doing great. We're doing good. Mm-hmm. Things are rolling on. We got some really exciting news that happened this week, but I wanted to prime this off by stating that for those of you who have been listening, we originally stated that we're really going to try to avoid talking about, you know, the pandemic a bit, just because it's not the most happy news in the world right now, and we're trying to be a little bit different. But this is more of a call to action and something that we all should be celebrating as we're going through this whole process. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to update you on what we've talked about in previous episodes before about the vaccine trial.
Yes.
We both volunteered. We put ourselves on a list of multiple research sites, basically.
Multiple lists, yes.
Multiple lists of saying, hey, we are here to volunteer mm-hmm. with phase 3 of these vaccine trials.
Right.
And
we did this in November.
Yeah, like we did
earlier
this
earlier in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we put our name in with, I think it was about like 3 or 4 different research groups. And then we put our name in the national database.
Yeah.
And we were patiently waiting. We did a video conference call with one of the research groups just like a week or so ago.
Yep.
And they had us scheduled for going in to get a Novavax vaccine at the end of January,
yes,
the beginning of February. And we were a little bit disappointed because, like, you know, this is November. Let's get this moving and grooving. I think everyone's yeah. like, hey, let's get this vaccine out there. And all of a sudden, boom, bada, boom, 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 we get a phone call on, it was like
last week.
Yeah, and it was confusing,
no, it was
in
just
all honesty.
Yeah, it was just this past week. I got a phone call, and we were actually just about to record, and I was like, let me just take this.
Yeah.
And I took it, and it was another research group,
yeah.
a woman representative who actually called. We were playing phone tag. Anyways,
yeah.
we got on the phone, and she said, hey, I am a part of the Meridian Research Group
yep.
who is conducting a vaccine trial for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine
right.
trial in your area in St. Pete. And right. we were like, wait, are you sure, Janssen?
Yeah. Because I'm like in the bathroom, like brushing my teeth. She's like, someone's calling me. I was like, yeah, you should take that call. And then Quinn goes, really? Johnson & Johnson? I'm like, what? And I like turn around and I like come into the room because we've been trying. That was originally what we were hoping to get involved with, was the Johnson & Johnson trials, that when we started getting our name put into the pot, they were concluding it where they were looking for specific types of individuals. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're calling. Maybe they needed more people like Quinn. And I was like, this could be great. And so yeah. Quinn gets on there, and it was with a lady called Samantha.
Yeah,
right?
She was great. It was Samantha. She was, you know, working from home and, you know, just following up on her list of people to call. And I said, absolutely, 100% want to sign up for this. The third phase 3 of the Janssen trials, sign me up. And can we please get my husband in yeah. there too? Is I'm there like, any way?
I was like jumping up and down like, me too, please, please get me on there. Because yeah. I was honestly thinking that maybe they needed more attractive females in their
oh,
sample
you're so
group.
Funny.
No, but I did honestly think that they were looking for some specific group, because last time we talked to them, they were looking for 65 years old and, you know, 65
yeah.
plus.
Yeah.
And we were like, darn, don't fit in that group. So,
yeah, but you know, depending on, I mean, we don't really know exactly what happened, like why we were actually able to be in this vaccine
at
trial.
This point, no.
We ended up calling several different times and just fact checking
we'll
a bunch of things.
Because it's so confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, they started in November. They're estimating to get their initial feedback in late January. And it's
yeah.
like, how are you going to be able to do that when you're talking to us right now about participating in the same vaccine trial?
Yeah, it's interesting. They're going to publish their results, and the FDA will probably review it by the end of this month in January.
Well, and I think they'll like present it. And then I would say that if all goes well, we could be looking at that one being, you know, massively distributed in February or March.
Yeah. And
somewhere like
so
that.
So just to recap too, and just to remind you why we're both so excited about the Janssen one, it's mm-hmm. not just because, you know, there's well known, like it's, I think Johnson & Johnson is one of the, if not the one or two health companies in the United States.
It's I think it's worth like $383 billion.
Yeah. It's, you know, so you got a reputable company behind it. But the major reason why we were both so excited about it is because it is the one shot vaccine.
Yes.
There's only game one
changer.
Shot, which would be a game changer, especially considering how distribution has gone thus far. It's been a lot slower than, mm-hmm. and we've encountered various different obstacles up to this point. But if there's an approved one shot vaccine that is effective, that's going to change the game in terms of distribution and how many people are able to access this.
Right. And this is, I mean, we were really hopeful to get it. And we honestly, until that phone call, we thought it's all good. Let's go with the next best, you know, the next trial that's coming up. And that trial is starting just, I mean, it was in the news this week that they're just getting a few places going, 30,000 people, Novavax, which is the protein-based vaccine. Still two shots, but Johnson & Johnson, that one they're actually taking some particles of the actual virus and then giving you that to help your body get, you know, introduce it to your body to protect it when it finds it and trying to enter your body. It already, like, built up a shield protection. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's some, yeah. I think that this is really amazing. This is obviously groundbreaking innovation, and because every other vaccine out there right now, it has to have a booster.
Right.
So this really is, I mean, we feel honored to be a part of the trial, first of all, just to be able to be a part of this, you know.
Well, we didn't even know if, like, we didn't think that we could be a part of it. They let us know that you can, and I was like, please, I hope that. And so they ask you a bunch of questions. These are way different questions in some sense.
Yeah, right? One of the interesting things, because we've actually talked with several different, you know, research recruiters, and we've gone through, like, on the phone surveys with several different individuals who are, you know, basically vetting whether or not you can actually participate, right? Yeah.
And there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. This one was really different, just probably in terms of asking the history of, like, how many immunizations we've already had.
Yeah, that was difficult.
I was like, oh man, I should probably know my vaccine history more. And I do think that's one thing that's going to come to light more. We're all going to kind of be a little bit more aware of, like, what we've been vaccinated with. And, but anyways, I think that this is just, I'm very excited. We actually got signed up. Yeah. We got approved, passed the phone off to Jonathan. Jonathan
was, like,
did the
so
same
exciting.
Thing.
Yeah. Like, she was, like, giving you the extension number so I could call her. And I was like, please just tell her I'm right here. And she was like, yes, you can speak to me right now.
Yeah.
And I gave her my birthday and my information, and she looked in the system. She said, you're not on my list, but I see you're here right now. I think I can make this happen. Let me reorganize things. And I was just like, this is the best moment. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. So it's funny because I was the one who originally filled out all these forms for Quinn and I to get the vaccine trial, like, moving. And Quinn rescued me and ended up saving, like, getting me in.
The irony, right? I mean, I'm grateful, though, that it worked out. I'm grateful that I answered the phone call.
Right.
Because I usually don't like answering, you know, numbers that I don't know. I think I'm not alone in that. So I'm grateful that we got on and we're actually set up to
do it in a few days.
Do it in just a few days.
I can't wait.
We're really excited to share this news with you. We're signed up. We're actually going to our very first appointment in a few days.
Yep.
And that first appointment is actually really long. That first appointment is, like, 4.5 hours, essentially.
Right. We scheduled it for super early in the morning.
Yeah, so we
8
could be somewhat productive throughout the rest of the day. The trial, it's 50-50 chance that you get the placebo or the actual vaccine.
And that's it. For those of you who've listened to the other vaccine podcast episodes, that's a bit of a negative because Novavax is doing a 2/3 trial where 66% of the participants will get the vaccine.
Right.
And we both want to get the vaccine. We feel comfortable. We're healthy. We're ready. We want to see progress, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like our civic duty to least, you know, I mean, at the very least, at least get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the call.
That
it's the call to action that we all need to answer. Yeah. So I think we're both really excited. We'll definitely be sharing with you guys our experience when we're in, you know, after we do the whole meeting and stuff like that. But after that first initial meeting, the subsequent meetings aren't that long.
No.
You basically, you go in 2 weeks afterwards, after your first one, to just kind of, like, get checked up on and stuff
like
that. Which
includes blood,
blood work.
Give a little bit of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus test.
Yep.
You know, how just tall see how you're are you? How much do you weigh? Yeah, all these little things. Size of your welt from the vaccine. Is it having a negative effect? You know, are you getting a bump on there?
Right, right. And I think we might have lightly touched on this in a previous episode, but I think one of the really interesting things about the whole study too is that you actually have to download an app, and on a daily basis you actually mm-hmm. record how you're feeling. So they have, you know, prompt questions saying like, okay, you know, how are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10 or whatever. But then mm-hmm. they also want you to actually write in the journal exactly what's going on with you and your body today. Yeah. You know,
she said a bit of an interesting story about her mom who ended up participating in a vaccine trial.
Yeah.
And, or it wasn't vaccine. It was for something else.
I think it was heartburn, wasn't it? Yeah. Or? It was like a heart medication. Yeah.
And she ended up losing hair from it. And I was like, oh no, I don't want to lose hair. So the lady was like, yeah, make sure you write everything down in the journal. I don't care if you just think you're naturally losing hair, put it in there.
Yeah.
All those little pieces of information can help.
Yeah. And why that was really important that her mom actually wrote that down. She was like, this is weird. Maybe it's just me getting old. And I don't know. I didn't know mm-hmm. She didn't know whether or not to actually write it down. But she said the reason why it was so important that she did is because she actually was in this like less than 1% category of
right.
individuals who had this side effect. And so those are the things that, you know, you really need to, the researchers and the scientists really need to know and understand.
Vet through, yeah.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it'll be really
interesting. It's kind of the risk for us, but I feel confident and comfortable with it. We got to get through this. And this is the only way that we will get through this is
totally.
Through vaccine development and distribution.
Yeah.
I did want to mention though, so for those of you listening, I've been talking to my friend Deborah Snow. She works for a different research group and she was so nice. She's really wonderful. And right about 2 hours after we got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine opportunity, we were celebrating. We were like, this is awesome. I'm so excited. I can't believe this. Let's go for a walk. We went for a walk. I get a call and I answer, it's Deborah Snow, and she tells me that they're scheduling the Novavax trials for the same like week that we're doing the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, they moved them up.
They moved it all the way up about 2 or 3 weeks forward.
Yeah.
She was really excited about the news. I was feeling like a bit in an awkward position because I've worked with her so much, and we were originally trying to get the Johnson & Johnson one with her. She gave it her very best. She tried in so many different ways to see if we could travel to different locations to make it happen, and it just wasn't working out. I told her what happened, and she couldn't believe it. She was sincerely confused as to why the Johnson & Johnson vaccine trials are still going on. She said that her research locations are just concluding that trial. They got all the data that they need to submit it to give the preliminary information results, and she didn't believe it. She asked me, can you please confirm this is really going on? And I was, at this point, I was like, oh, well, I think I need to investigate a little bit because I was not that confident about it. It still doesn't make sense to me. I'm grateful from what I'm seeing, but I'm still confused. So we hang up. I told her that I would call her the day of us getting the first, or we are only getting one, the Johnson & Johnson shot. And I will let her know if it was Johnson & Johnson. If it wasn't Johnson & Johnson, and they're saying it's Novavax, or they messed up, I probably will call Deborah Snow back because we will work with her because we've been working with her for so long. She's so nice. She really is a sweet lady. So after I hung up with her, I immediately called the research group that's doing the Johnson & Johnson one, talked to the front desk. I said, can you confirm that I'm signed up for the Johnson & Johnson one? She says, in the system, it says you are. I said, great. Thank you very much. Then the news comes out, and all the news is focusing on is Novavax, 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 nothing about Johnson & Johnson. At this point, I'm really thinking that Samantha messed up and signed us up for the Novavax and then put it in the system for Johnson & Johnson. So I email her, ask her for some documents just to like confirm and take a little gander. I call again the research group. I talk to them and I say, just because I want to double check, the news has been talking about Novavax starting right now. I know that the other research groups in the same county are doing Novavax. are you guys doing Novavax or Johnson & Johnson? And this was the drumroll moment. And she goes, our research site is only doing Johnson & Johnson. You're signed up for Johnson & Johnson. See you at 8 a.m. Boom. I'm excited. Yeah. We're going for it. I can't wait for it. It will be something that I'll always remember. And I think it's going to be something that's going to be really great learning experience as a researcher.
For sure. I think that the whole process is going to be fascinating for both of us from beginning to end. And we've done a lot of research and read a lot of the documents as much as we can, you know, about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And Novavax is a really, really promising vaccine, too. It's not like it was, you know, a choice between the two.
Yeah, they got $1.6 billion from the U.S. government to develop it. Plus, Bill and Melinda Gates have been donating a lot of money to them too.
Exactly. So I really think it was just a matter of those 2 hours between Deborah's phone call and Samantha's. But, you know, really, I'm excited to see what this looks like.
I'm grateful that it's accelerating.
I am too. I don't know why they ended up needing more. Maybe more people got diagnosed with it. Maybe they're testing different strains as this has continued to mutate. But we'll definitely be asking the scientists those questions. I think when we're in that, they really emphasize, you know, you can ask any questions, like, please, like anything you have, you just let us know. And they really try to make it as comfortable as possible for you. And I mean, I'm not nervous at all. I'm just really excited. And I really hope that this all kind of moves forward, you know, a little bit faster.
I want to
move. Obviously it's moved so fast. It's moved so fast already.
We can go quicker.
Well, especially in terms of distribution. Yeah.
For sure. I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
This is a little bit of, you know, answering the call to action, how we feel about all this. I want to know, how do you feel about sharing with your friends on social media or whatever to let them know that you participated in a vaccine trial?
Yeah, I think that it's super important. I mean, look, I'm the last one to say that I enjoy posting on social media.
Yeah.
You know, and I very rarely do. Same for you, for sure. So, but I think that if there's any post that is probably more important for the, like, my friends and family and anyone else to see who's maybe, you know, on the fence about it.
Yeah.
I want them to see that it's okay. Like it's actually really a part of us being American. Like
we have to work together to make this happen.
It's not about us. It's not about me. It's about everyone. It's about everyone who, you know, is unfortunately going into the hospitals, people in the front line. I mean, we all need to like come together and really figure this out.
Yeah.
And I think that
it's going to take a group effort.
So, I mean, yeah, in terms, I think it will probably be one of the most important posts that I put on social media, to be honest. And I mean, you and I have seen people do the same thing. I mean, we've seen other of our friends who are working in the hospitals on the front lines.
There's a difference though. Those are getting the actual vaccines.
Yes. Those are getting the vaccines. Exactly. But I mean, I think in terms of like, we're doing the trial and we're going to be updating you guys on, you know, how it's going.
Yeah.
Personally, at least you can tie that to, you know, two individuals that you know and you listen to on a daily basis. But, you know, I think once the results come out too, I think trying to decide whether or not you should get it, I hope that if anyone's posts like ours or anyone else who's actually getting the vaccine.
Yeah, or celebrities too, like politicians, frontline doctors that talk on TV showing that they're getting the vaccine in front of people. That's huge to me.
The more normal it feels to everyone, the better.
Well said. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. It is a post that I feel obligated to post, you know, to share. To be honest, and maybe some of you, my wonderful friends are listening, there are a few friends that I love and appreciate, but have mentioned to me that they are concerned about getting the vaccine.
Right.
They would prefer to wait and see what happens before they jump in to get it. And I'm at the point where I really feel it's important and necessary that when your time is available, when your number is called, you know, your age group, however they divvy it up, you gotta go get it.
Just get it done.
It's the only way we're gonna be able to get past this. Do I see a future where no one's wearing masks in the United States? I think it's the United States for sure will look a little bit more like Asia, where if it's in a really crowded place, we will see people still wearing masks.
Yeah.
But do we miss having to, being able to go to a restaurant or a grocery store that's really large where you're not like very close to a lot of people. And I miss not having to wear a mask, and I miss not being able to walk around comfortably and not have to think about what's my distance to them.
Yeah.
And if we all do this, then it really can allow us to get a little bit more of that back.
Yeah.
Not in full, but just a little bit more. And that feeling of this is our time, this is our sense of comfort, that feeling of, oh yes, I feel like I can be me and enjoy my social life. I do miss going out to a bar and having a picture with you.
Of course, yeah.
It's only going to come if we all come together. Yeah. And the most successful company or countries that are doing this are of the collectivist mindset, where they are all about working together and doing what they have to do. And unfortunately, sometimes those countries, the people may not have as much of a choice. In the United States, it's a beautiful thing. We all get the choice of getting a vaccine or not. But in general, we really got to work together to make this happen. Yeah. So I'm excited to share it, because if it gives people any little bit of hint of, hey, John and Quinn are doing it, and they're doing it with a trial test, to no one knows the results. They're the first 20,000 people in the United States to try this. If they're willing to risk that, I gotta be willing to, it's not even a risk, get it when I'm called. That's already been proven by thousands. I mean, by the time a lot of my friends are going to be called, they're at the back of the line. They're way at the back. If everyone else is doing it, you kind of got to do it if we want to get back to where we were or closer to it. And I miss it.
Well, we all have to answer the call. I think like one of the things that I've loved, hearing the most compelling arguments are just, you know, like think about all of the sacrifices that we've all had to take in the past in order to maintain the country that we know and love. I mean, freedom in the United States is always on the back of those who sacrifice, right?
Well,
it requires sacrifice, you know? It requires people going out to war and protecting the country. It requires individuals, you know, like coming out of retirement to go into nursing again, because there's a call to action and need for more nurses.
Right.
Everything, the choice to choose whether or not you have the vaccine, the freedom of speech, the freedom for democracy and all of that comes with sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that right now is on the line. We all want kids to go back to school. We all want to go out and drink at a bar and eat at a restaurant and come together for the holidays and whatnot. All of that can only happen faster if we all do this together.
Right.
I mean, all you got to do, look up. You want to see the difference between what happens when we don't all come together versus when we all do come together.
Yeah.
Google what New Year's Eve and New Year's Day was like in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Okay. Or in Wuhan. And it is normal. It is back to normal. It's crazy. Choice that we've all made.
Mm-hmm.
Now the vaccine is our only hope. We're not going into a serious lockdown. It's not going to happen based on the federalist strategy that our, you know, country has taken, which, you know, there are arguments to be made for good and bad times to use the federalist
Certain
approach.
States will.
But when it comes to society's health, that's, you know, we're at the center of this epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's an epidemic.
It definitely is.
It was a pandemic all around the world. It's not necessarily a pandemic everywhere around the world now. So
anymore.
We're at the center of it. And I think that the key is just, take the call.
Yeah.
You know, answer the call. This is our civic duty. We want to protect our lifestyle, our freedom and all that stuff. And that requires us to do this. I mean, even if just think about it, it's not about you. It's about those who can potentially get infected by you, right? Even if you're like, oh, I'm young and healthy, I can go out and do all that stuff. You never know who's going to get tangled up into your web, because you might not even know that you are symptomatic,
right?
So I think the greatest thing is this is our silver bullet.
Mm-hmm.
We've got like, what, 5 different vaccines that are either approved or are going into phase three trials.
We have 3 2 that are fully approved. 1 that's going to probably be approved in a few days, if not right now. And then Johnson & Johnson's going to be 4. Novavax will be 5 if all goes to plan.
Yeah.
That's that. And that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I loved what you said about the sacrifices were made for our freedom in the United States of America. Let's just break down the word sacrifice. Think about what others have had to do, like as far as the word sacrifice goes, to allow us to be where we are living, you know, in the United States of America, still the country that I love and adore and I'm so proud of being a part of.
Yeah.
True sacrifices. Those were people going to war and stuff like that. This sacrifice has been so simple, and it was originally just chill. Just stay home, Netflix chill, and that's your call to action. Now it's going to shift. In 2021, the call to action is do what you can, which means when your number's called or when you can get a vaccine, go do it.
Yeah.
Don't wait. Don't wait to see what everyone else does. Mm. This is the right move. The gold standard, the highest level standard of research and vaccine development and ensuring that it's something that's safe is done by the United States of America by far.
Yeah.
And everyone around the whole world has fast-forwarded this process. Some of them fast-forwarded to a point where they've barely checked anything about it.
Yeah.
But the United States, their process is really fully vetted. And when your number is called, to me, it's so essential that you go and do your part.
Absolutely.
We're not asking people to participate in trials. We just want, when your number's called, go get the vaccine. It's going to help everyone. And I can't wait. And I can't wait for my friends and my family to get it too.
Yeah, be a good influence on those around you as well. I think that's the thing too. I mean, I think we all underestimate the power of, you know, just showing up. Right. Yeah. I mean, you're showing up. And
what do they say? 90%
of success is showing up.
Yeah, just show up.
Just show up. And I think, you know, obviously you can be a good example for others who are maybe a little bit hesitant or scared. And I do understand, you know, people being a little bit hesitant or scared. But
I understand that.
Remember
too.
Also that these, I mean, gotta believe in science, man. I mm-hmm. swear. I know there's been a lot of miscommunication, a lot of misinformation out there, right. And I know that it's difficult to sift through. But these are the most highly trained, the best at what they do, and this is what they do, and this is groundbreaking and an amazing thing that mm-hmm. humans have been able mm-hmm. to actually do. I mean, a virus is really difficult to understand,
right?
And I think that, because it's so difficult to understand, it's elusive to a lot of people. Like, I don't really understand how this works, so how am I supposed to know how the vaccine works?
Yeah.
You don't need to read all the academic articles or anything like that, but I think that there is, I mean, we got to have a certain level of trust in the system of science.
Trust.
And that's a really key thing, and I think that right now what we can all do to trust, come together and trust each other a little bit more again, is to say, you know what? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to trust that you're going to do this. And I'm going to trust that you're going to do this, because that way we can all move forward and go on it into this new world that we need to, you know, get into sooner rather than later.
Yes.
You know?
It's not about doing it for yourself. It's about doing it for others, those that you love. Think about those that you love, those that are most vulnerable. We got to stop this at some point, and it's time to make it happen. So, the call to action is going to start changing, and I'm excited for the world to start getting involved in it. We're going to get involved in it. We will keep you all fully updated.
Absolutely.
As we go in there, and you know I'm going to be asking a million questions, and it's a ton of papers we'll have to sign.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Oh, and we're also making sure, just in case you guys are worried, we're going to make sure that when we are done with it, that we're gonna have some time to relax just in case there are some side effects. If there are side effects, you all will be the first to know, but I'm feeling confident with the whole process.
I totally agree. And you know, if you have any questions about the vaccine trials for
us,
just message us. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at lifeoutthebox@gmail.com or just whatever message platform you feel comfortable reaching out to us on. We'd love to hear your questions. And you know, if you do it before we go into the meeting with the doctors, I think that we could definitely ask them and then address them here on this podcast.
So. Right. So thank you all for listening. We're excited. We're all on the same team.
We are
keeping it positive. I mean, this is a monumental step forward, and I'm excited for that.
We are all team post-COVID.
Post-COVID. Let's go. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you later.
Bye. We'll be right back.
enjoyed this journey through sound.